Shalom Aleichem. We've been talking about the obligation of Kiddush b'makom Suda, and indeed we said that this is a machlokis in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. If you can say Kiddush in one place and have your Suda, your food, in a different place, that was the Shita of Rav. But Shmuel was of the view that Kiddush has to be b'makom Suda. Wherever you have Kiddush, it has to be followed by your Suda. That is actually how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and it means not only that where you say Kiddush, you have to eat your meal in that location in order to fulfill the mitzvah Kiddush, that it also means not only in the location, but time-wise, that you have to eat your Suda close, quickly, after having Kiddush. You cannot have a large gap of time, because then we do not associate that food, that Suda that you're having, with the Kiddush that was in advance of it. So Kiddush b'makom Suda is required, the location and also the timing has to be in close proximity as well. And then we discuss, what does that mean, that it has to be in the same place? And we said that as long as you're in the same room, even if it's a large room and you eat in a different corner from where you had Kiddush, so you said Kiddush in one place and you thought you would eat in that place, but you wound up eating in a different place in the same room, not a problem whatsoever. And even in the same building, as long as you had in mind when you said Kiddush that you're going to have the meal elsewhere, that would be acceptable as well, but not in different buildings. Different buildings is problematic. Even if you had in mind when you said Kiddush, I'm going to eat elsewhere, that cannot be done. And today's question is, when we say Kiddush b'makom Suda, that it should be followed by a Suda, what does Suda mean? We're just going to be opening up the conversation with two opinions today, and in Emir Tisham, we will bring further opinions in the days that come. So this is actually sourced in the Gemara that Abaye, when he was eating by his Rebbe, Rabba would say after he said Kiddush, it's talking about Shekiddush, Rabba, Amar LaTalmidav, after Rabba, the Rav of Abaye and the other Talmidim were there as well, after Rabba said Kiddush, he said to his students, you should taste something. And his language was ti'imu midei, literally taste something, eat something before you go. Why? In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. You have to be fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush b'makom Suda, because it could be that you will go elsewhere. Yesh lebeitam kedei lekayim, before you go anywhere, who knows what's going to be. So I want you to eat something before you go elsewhere, so you have a full kiyum of Kiddush, Kiddush b'makom Suda. So, in other words, he is saying that Kiddush b'makom Suda, you need to eat. He's basking like Kiddush b'makom Suda. And the question then is, what did Rabba mean by saying taste something? Can it be anything? Does it have to be that they washed and had a kazayis of bread? We have to now explain, in order to have a kiyum of Kiddush b'makom Suda, what has to be eaten there afterward, and then you can continue elsewhere to have the rest of your meal. So Tosfos says as follows, v'imoil mine targima, he says, it's a question that he's saying, it's not a statement yet, that is it helpful to have a mizonos in order to fulfill your obligation of Shalosh Sudas, the three meals on Shabbos? He says that'll only work for Suda Shlishis. Suda Shlishis, ideally you would wash as well, but you can, not ideally, have a fulfillment of the third meal by having a mezonos. Avalobis Sudas Arvis v'Shachris, but not when it comes to Friday night meal and Shabbos morning meal. Shem Ikar Kavod Shabbos, that is the Ikar Kavod Shabbos, it has to be actually bread. It has to be bread in order to have a kiyum of Kiddush b'makom Suda. And the Rosh said the same thing, where Rabba said, ti'imu midei, he said to his students, you should taste something before going elsewhere in order to have a kiyum, the fulfillment of the mitzvah Kiddush. What did he mean by that? Hainu achlu lechem. He's telling them, have some bread. It should be a kazayis of bread, and a minimum, you have a kiyum of the mitzvah Kiddush, Kiddush b'makom Suda, and then you can go elsewhere and continue your meal. But if you didn't have the bread where you had Kiddush, then if you went elsewhere, you'd have to say Kiddush again, because you did not have a kiyum of the mitzvah of Kiddush. In fact, the Gra in the Maaseh Rav pask in the same way. He says as follows, af b'Kiddush Hayom, it's not only talking about Friday night, but Shabbos day as well. Ein mekadesh ala b'makom Suda gemura. You can only say Kiddush where you can have an absolute Suda. Real Suda, that means bread. Mizonos and wine, he says, are not sufficient. That's what we see. That's the opinion of Tosfos, it's the opinion of the Rosh, it's the opinion of the Gra, and it's also the opinion of Rebbe Akiva Eger. And he says that when it comes to the two meals, nighttime and daytime, Kevin Shachayev Lekadesh Tzarech Siyachal Pastafka, because we have a chiyuv of Kiddush, we have to eat bread in order to have a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kiddush. That contrasts with the third meal, Suda Shlishis, that you don't have to say Kiddush. Accordingly, we can be lenient on the bread requirement. But when we have a Kiddush requirement, which is the first two of the meals, that has to be followed with bread in order to have a kiyum of the mitzvah of Kiddush b'makom Suuda. So this is indeed opinion number one. We will continue into opinion number two as follows. Opinion number two is brought by the Tur in the name of the Gaonim. And the Gaonim say, when it comes to Kiddush b'makom Suuda, in fact, that you don't actually need bread after your Kiddush to have a kiyum. And this is the language of the Torah bringing the Gaonim to Hadarmin and Kiddush b'makom Suuda. So we said, it has to be Kiddush b'makom Suuda, Ein Tzarech Shigimor Sham Kol Suuda. So you don't have to finish your whole meal there. You just have to start your meal where you have Kiddush. And what does that mean, the start of your meal? He says, even if you eat Achal Davar Muat, you eat a little bit. We have to see what that means. O Shata Kos Yayin. Or if you have a cup of wine, Shechayev Ala Brach, that you have to say Brach on, that would be sufficient to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, and you can complete your meal elsewhere. And then he comes to qualify. We brought two things. We said you have to eat something, achal davar muat, eat something even if it's small, or drink a cup of wine. If you did that where you had Kiddush, then you can continue eating your meal elsewhere without Kiddush in advance. You don't have to say Kiddush a second time. So now the Torah brings in the name of the Gaonim, V'davka sh'achal lechem o shata yayin. It only applies if you ate, when I said a little bit, eat a little bit, you ate a little bit bread or you drank wine. However, the eating of fruit in the first place where you said Kiddush, that is not going to suffice. So that is what it's talking about. The Drisha, in fact, says when it says in the Torah, Achal Davar Muat, you ate a little bit in the place where you had Kiddush, that has to be a minimum of Kezayis. That would be a sufficient amount. So that would require a Bracha Chrona afterwards. So it has to be a Kezayis that you eat in the first place. And if you ate a kezayis of bread in the first place, you can continue elsewhere. So what we see here, this is opinion number two. It's not like the opinion of the Tosfos and the Rosh and the Gra and Rabbi Kiva Eger and others, that when it says Kiddush b'makom Suuda, you actually have to eat bread where you say Kiddush. And accordingly, when you go elsewhere and continue eating, have another meal elsewhere, you don't have to say Kiddush anymore. You were already Yotze Kiddush. That was opinion number one. But opinion number one would be Mizonos doesn't work, wine doesn't work, fruit doesn't work. This is the simple understanding of it. We're going to see later on in this series, we'll talk about the Igros as Moshe's, Rav Moshe Feinstein's view. He's going to say this a little bit differently or very differently. And we also have opinion number two brought in the name of the Gaonim by the Tur, who says you can eat some bread, a kezayis of bread, or, and this is the chiddush here, you can also have a cup of wine. A cup of wine that would be enough to obligate a bracha achrona. So that is the view of the Gaonim. Now, there's a big chiddush on this by Lilavush. He says in this opinion, the second opinion of the Gaonim, that you can also get by Kiddush b'makom Suuda as long as you have a cup of wine, a revis of wine in the first place. He says this is actually not just one cup of wine. You have to have your cup of wine for Kiddush, and you also have to have a second cup of wine to fulfill the Kiddush b'makom Suuda. You have to eat something in addition. That is your Suuda. You're fulfilling the Suuda not by bread, but by wine. So you would have to have, according to the Lilavush, two cups of wine in order to fulfill Kiddush b'makom Suuda. So the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, it's very much like the Tur bringing the Shita of the Gaonim, that this concept, Ein Kiddush Ela B'makom Suuda, even if you eat a little bit, even if you drink just a cup of wine, enough to say a bracha achrona, to require a bracha achrona, then you are fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush B'makom Suuda. And then when you go to your next Suuda, you go to the next place, you don't have to say Kiddush again. And then he concludes, just as the Tur did, V'davka achal lechem o shata yayin, but you would have to have had lechem, bread, or drunk wine, but fruit would not suffice. Okay, that's where we are right now. We have two opinions. We have the first opinion that says Kiddush b'makom suda, you have to follow it. The suda is defined as bread. And the second opinion is that Kiddush b'makom suda doesn't have to be bread, it could be wine. And once you fulfill this requirement, you go eat elsewhere, you don't continuing have an obligation to say Kiddush. But we did have a wrinkle in the second opinion that you can fulfill Kiddush b'makom suda with wine. The Levushet is not talking about one cup of wine, it's talking about 2 cups of wine. So the Aruch HaShulchan addresses this, and he says this opinion of the Levush that you have to have 2 cups of wine, not just 1 cup of wine, and many poskim agree with this. The Taz, the Bach, the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Avram, the Eliyahu Rabba, all of them agree that 1 cup is not sufficient. You need 2 cups of wine. Each of them has to have a reviz in it. The Kol Tetzarech Bracha Chrona Hayeshtia Chashuva V'Karina Bazeh Krata L'Shabbos Onik. So the Aruch HaShulchan himself says, I don't agree. He says that there's actually another posek. He says that that doesn't agree as well. And I agree with that Gadol that disagrees with the Levush and says that 1 cup is sufficient, because we're still saying Karata L'Shabbos Oneg, where we have Kriya the Kiddush, that is where you should have Oneg, that's where you should have eating. And we're defining eating as a cup of wine. 1 cup of wine should be enough. What's the difference between 1 cup of wine and 2 cups of wine? 1 cup is Oneg, so two cups of Oneg. We don't say, it says when it requires a kazayas of eating, that you have to have 2 kazayas of eating, not just 1. So what's the difference between 1 and 2? V'harei zeh kamo she'ein hefresh ben kazayis echad pas l'shnei kazayisim. 1, 2, it doesn't matter. That is considered an eating. That is considered as a su'udah. So in the end of the day, we have 2 opinions. The first one is saying that Kiddush b'makom su'udah requires bread, a minimum of a kazayis bread. The second opinion says it doesn't have to be bread. It can simply be wine, but we have a machlokas. Does that mean 1 cup of wine in the amount of a revius, or does it require an additional cup of wine like the Levush, because you have a cup of wine for your Kiddush, and then your Su'uda is the second cup of wine, or like the Aruch HaShulchan that says that 1 cup of wine is sufficient, V'karata L'Shabbos Oneg, you had the Kriya, you had the Kiddush, you had the Oneg. Oneg is defined even as 1 cup of wine, totally sufficient. So that is a machlokas. And Amir Tashem, we will continue in further defining this important machlokas. Is bread required or is wine sufficient? We'll see the Igros Moshe has a very different take on this machlokas. Have a wonderful day.